This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Meet Terrence Ryan.
The moon was sun till the day is done. Took on midnight every summer in hopes morning would come.
That's just Terrence and his guitar in the Pembroke warehouse where he works.
So take my soul on the way back home. Make it feel like we used to.
The 26-year-old musician is self-taught, and he's releasing his debut album. It's both raw and rich. The inspiration for it was a journey Ryan took to escape his life here in Massachusetts before it pulled him back. Terrence Ryan joins us in the studio with his guitar now. The album is called Don't Panic. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you so much.
You wrote much of it in your car.
Correct.
I don't know how you held the guitar easily in your car, but how did this come about?
So about a year and a half ago, I had left home.
Home as in Pembroke.
Home as in Pembroke, correct, to go and chase, you know, the music dream. And I packed my car full of everything that I owned, and I went west, and you know, one bad thing led to another, and I crashed on people's couches for as long as I could.
This is in California.
Yes. And then I had used all my cards, so I stayed in my car for probably 50-60 nights.
So when you were living in your car, what could possibly give you the inspiration to write music?
I don't know. I so, like, wasn't there, like, consciously. I think my subconscious was just, like, wanted so bad to just be a professional musician. So that's the only thing I could resort to. You know, it was the only thing I had at the time. I didn't have money. I didn't have a place to stay. I didn't have work. So music was the only thing that I had.
So you say that you actually found your musical voice. How did
yeah.
that happen?
I always go back to, like, the metaphor of the book from The Alchemist. He leaves home to find his treasure. He goes through the entire journey, and when he's on his last leg at rock bottom, he finds out that his treasure was back home all along. My voice is my treasure. My friends and family back home and the people I grew up with and the places that I grew up at. I want to tell everyone stories and get all that out, my friends and family and stuff like that.
And you tell quite a story in the single that we'd like you to play right now. It's called To Live and Die in New England. Could you play it for us?
Yeah, sure.
Come back home to the hearth you wallowed. All that time out your own damn body. So worn down to the pavement bloody. The corner store still takes our rubbish. Stay where we'll lay down in the ground to the lady with the pin stuck in her frown to the warehouse. Allowed for me to dream to the vibrant color scene to the attics coming clean to the place a part of me, old New England, our New England. Die in New England, oh New England, an autumn paradise. Come back home to the ones who raised you. All that time in the cold, dark basement. All grown up. In the face, black and blue. The old red line still takes you where you want to. To the best day, where we'll lay down in the ground. To the lady who grew up by herself. To the shipyard. Oh, Daddy used his hands to the Sunday football stands, to the seawall where I plan, to the place I've grown to man. Oh, New England, my New England, to live and die in New England. Oh, New England, an autumn paradise.
Wow. Is there one line in that story that means the most to you?
I think "hearth you wallowed" says come back home to the hearth you wallowed, because when you think of hearth, you think of like a cozy fireplace and you think of your home, and wallowed is like, you know, wallowing in sadness. And because I kind of grew up like that sort of mindset, just kind of like a, in general, like deeper, sadder, more pensive person. And then when I left home, I realized that all that sadness that I was wallowing in was silly. And when I came home, it was nothing but happiness, you know? So it was like, it just changed my perspective fully.
What was it about that time, you know, when you were wallowing? Do you think that's just sort of typical adolescence?
Typical adolescence. I grew up in like kind of a hard household, which now has been fully recovered. And it's the most inspiring story. And it's my inspiration.
Can you tell us the story?
I don't want to get too much in depth. The warehouse is a mom and pop owned door hardware company. And it's literally like my father is the manager, my mother does the accounting, and I did the warehouse. And for my entire life, too, my dad, he got up at 5 in the morning and he got home at 7 at night, and he drove 30 miles back and forth each day to supply me and my brother and sister and other people we always took in the home, too, because those are the kind of people like my parents were. So receiving that support, it's my biggest inspiration to do that for them and for, you know, my future family and stuff, so. It's kind of like accepting and realizing all these sort of negative things in your life or obstacles, and then it isn't actually overcoming, but it's the thought that, like, I can.
That was a good California trip, I think.
Yeah.
You got a lot done in that car.
Right.
We're going to go out now on one of the songs on your album. This is called Mean It.
You can't fight the rain. Just get a bucket and go count the droplets you catch.
No, we need. Terrence Ryan of Pembroke, whose debut album is Don't Panic. It comes out later on this month. Really nice to meet you and talk to you.
Likewise. Thank you so much.
By the way, Terrence Ryan didn't just write much of the album while he lived in his car. He recorded some of it there, too. For a video of Ryan, including of him playing in our studio, go to WBUR.org.